We're CJMQ, and it's Our Time in the Country, and we're talking live with Marvin James. So thank you very much, Marvin, for thinking of us and calling in.
Well, it's my pleasure, Maureen.
Good. Now, are you based in Canada still, or are you in Nashville right now?
Well, I'm based in Montreal, believe it or not.
Okay, you're based in Montreal. Okay,
yes.
Great. That's pretty close to us. We're about 2 hours east of Montreal here. So you grew up in Timmins, Ontario, and your mother was Italian descent from Timmins, and your father was from Quebec.
That's right.
And that's, I guess that's where you got introduced to music. Did you come from a musical family?
Yes, I did. Well, music was part of our life. Eh? Like most artists, I think listening to country music when we grew up was heritage, you know. I think this is where our roots are, right?
Okay.
So my father was a musician. He played the guitar. He loved to sing, and he also wished that he could do the same thing I was. Unfortunately, he's not around.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's our life is music. That's basically it. My uncles and my mom and everybody. It's all music-related.
Okay. Was it country music back then?
Oh, yes, it was.
And, okay.
I remember growing up to the Johnny Cash, the Marty Robbins, and the Bobby Bear, and all these things.
Good. Now, I guess you were a teenager when you started playing with local rock bands?
Yes, I was. I think I was a drummer, right, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up my drums, I think I was about 8 years old. And I played drums basically, almost for my whole career. And then I said, why don't I just, because I was drummer backup singer at the same time, eh?
Okay.
And I said, well, geez, how come, why don't I just try and just sing out in front and see what happens there? And ever since, it's been uphill. So, you know, I'm very happy about that. And it worked out for me, yeah.
Great decision. So, really, your music career started in about 2000 then? And
that's right, yeah.
Good. So you is that when you started taking voice lessons?
Exactly. Because, you know, when you don't do something, well, how can I say? You have to be taught the basics, and you can also have a natural talent, but you need to know some insights about, you know, actually what's going on with the vocal cords, and, you know, what's happening. When you take lessons, they teach you everything about, you know, to protect your voice and not to overdo things. And but, you know, I took the course because I thought it was very necessary, and then, you know, and I think most artists do, eh?
Good. And as a result, you started entering some contests, I believe, in the Montreal area?
That's right. Yes, I did, yeah.
And where did that lead you?
Well, actually, it led me to quite a variety of shows, actually. I sang at the Capitole de Quebec.
Okay.
And I sang, let me see, I did actually do the Forum at one time. I'd done all kinds of things for, the Imperial here in Montreal, the Metropolitan. I did all kinds of things here.
Good. So a lot of touring around the area of Montreal then, I guess.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Good. Now, 2005, you launched your first album, and if I'm not mistaken, this was a lot of covers on the album?
That's right. It was just something to get acquainted of. Let's see how the studios function. Let's see where I can take it. You know, you have to start somewhere, eh? So
right.
I decided to do some cover songs, you know, just to get known a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I decided, well, okay, now I've done this. It's a step at a time. And I said, okay, now I'm going to do the second album, which brought me to Nashville, Tennessee, to record my Nashville's of Sounds.
Good. And that was about a year later, I believe, in 2006.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Did you write any of the songs on that album?
On that album? No, I did not. I have a team that actually writes for me, and they're based in Oshawa, Ontario.
Okay, you still have the team that writes for you.
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
Thought of doing any songwriting yourself, Marvin?
Well, the third album, believe it or not, I assisted in several sit-ins, and I would help them out. And, you know, because as you grow with the team, they start knowing you a bit more, and
mm-hmm.
I started putting in my two cents. And, I did a few songs I helped out write, yeah.
Okay, so the third album, that was recorded again in Nashville.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, at the Bayou Recording Studio.
Exactly.
Good. Now, let's see, your producer and engineer was George Clinton.
That's right.
And he is associated with a lot of big names I see here. Charlie Pride, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Martina McBride. How did that feel? How was that experience?
Well, you know, there's always, every step that I've taken up to now, I'm doing this career as an artist, and it's just amazing to find that, hey, I'm actually sitting in the same room that Shania Twain did her album.
Right.
And the same room that Alabama did their album, and the same room that Willie Nelson did his recording, so.
That's pretty empowering.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Good. Now, your third album, the name of the album is Tennessee Teardrops, and that's also the single you have going right now.
That's right. But, we've launched it across Canada, actually, and it's doing very well. The first week we put it out, we were 98th position in the country Canadian music charts.
That's wonderful.
And
yeah.
Now, after a week later, we're at 85.
Wow. So it's moving up at
yes, it is.
Good speed. Good.
I'm very happy about it.
You must be. Yeah. Are you surprised that things are working out so well?
Well, I'm really surprised because, you know, like, we work hard at this. Myself and my wife, actually, who's my agent and takes care of all the paperwork, eh?
Right. Good.
And, you know, we work at this every day we work at this. So, and we've been going at it since 2000. So that's, you know, it's not a long time, but still, you know, you don't give up. You don't...
A lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of family involvement, too. So that's great.
Right.
You have a lot of support because you need that support.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to be doing any touring in this summer or around this fall?
Well, actually, if you check out my website, I'm booked solid right up till October.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
And actually, I was in your area before Christmas. I did a show at Rock Forest, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So I don't know if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's really close to here. That's great. You have a great website, and that's www.marvenjames.com.
That's right.
You also have some videos on YouTube, which is a lot of fun to watch.
Some of them also with my son at the same time, but
Your son's in there too?
It's cute. Yeah, there's a little small video clip there about my son talking to him. I'm just getting ready to go for a show, and you know, I'm bugging him, and he's just a funny little clip.
Good. And you're also on Facebook, I guess, too?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Good. So you're on Facebook, you have a website, you're on YouTube. Any other places that people can get some information about you?
Well, basically, everything is on those two things. The website, you can also download and get my album from the website.
Good.
You can go through, you can go through iTunes. You can get the album down off of that, and through PayPal. So, you know, if anybody wants to get a sound or to get the whole album, everything's there for them.
Good, great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Marvin?
Well, I just want to thank you, Maureen, for playing and listening to my songs and letting people learn about my endeavor, my career, and you know, it's thanks to you that we're allowed to do these things.
Oh, it's great music, and we certainly enjoy supporting the Canadian artist.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and like I say, there's everything is on my website. Whoever wants to contact me, anything for shows, there's all kinds of things. I have a team that's in Oshawa. I think I've said basically everything.
Good.
So thanks again, and take care of yourself, and hopefully we'll be talking again.
Well, thanks a lot, and we wish you all the best in the future.
All right, thank you very
much. Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And next up, we're going to hear Tennessee Teardrops by Marvin James, CJMQ 88.9 FM.
Treading roads south of Tupelo, weighed down with the heavy load, thoughts of her won't let me go. I was in a hurry, headed nowhere. Had to go and find myself out there. Wish she knew how much I care. Tennessee teardrops, Mississippi rain. Whenever I hear thunder, I think of her again. Direction, I was Memphis bound to see if she and I could turn it around. Heard the news as soon as I reached town. She got married just a week ago. Hit my heart with a wicked blow. My head was pounding and my blood ran cold. Tennessee teardrops, Mississippi rain. think of her again. Standing in the doorway, waving me goodbye. Jealousy teardrops falling from her eyes. I let my true love slip away. Came to my senses.
Marvin James, and that's Tennessee Teardrops. That's the name of his album and his latest single here on CJM.